Yes, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Good, sir.
All right. It's not sir, just Ruben, please.
No worries.
I've been doing this. I'm old. I've been doing this 9 years for our company, but I'm not that old yet. So I'm emailing you the pricing. You're at jerry@yourcharge.com, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so kind of the way I price this out is I've given you our best pricing possible. I don't believe in like the whole negotiation game. We want your business long term. So I'm going to tell you everything, and then I've got an email to send you in writing. I can offer you, I want to give you a lot of options, 12, 15, or 18-month terms. All terms will come with interest forgiveness on a renewal, should you renew with us on this program. It's put in black and white. I can offer you daily or weekly payments for any term.
Wow.
12, 15, or 18 months. Your choice. Now, regarding factor rates, I don't believe in a game of saying, hey, your rate's two points cheaper and I'm going to charge you an origination fee. But at the end of the day, that is part of it. So I've priced you out with absolutely zero fees, no fees of any type. However, if you want to even like buy down your rate and get a cheaper rate, you can. So let me give you an example. I'm giving you a 133 over 18 months. I'm giving you a 125 over 12 months. Now, let's say you came to me and said, hey, Ruben, you know what? I want to lock into even a lower cost, and I'm okay paying an origination fee. Hey, no problem. You can pay a 2.5% origination fee that's taken out. You're not paying anything. It's just taken out of the loan proceeds. And if you pay a 2.5% origination fee, you essentially will lower the price. So, like, to give you an example, like, I'm quoting you a 133. You wanna pay a fee? You want to pay 2.5%? No problem. I can lower your cost by 2%. So you're at a 133. If you wanted to pay an origination fee of 2.5%, I could give you a 131. You'd pay a 2.5% origination fee, and your loan would lock in for 2% cheaper. I just don't really see that as being too much value to you here in this scenario.
Okay. Any reason why?
Because it's two halves, one dozen. So if you're paying, let's say you fund 250. And let's say 2.5% comes out. Okay. You also have the option, by the way, if you wanted to, where you could pay 1.25%. Basically, you pay 1.25%, and the loan cost would drop by 1% over the life of the term. So let's say you said, hey, you know what? I want to pay 2.5%. No worries. Okay. So you'll be at a 131. Well, you're having 2.5% of origination fee, which is on 250. $7,500. What's changing with your daily payment? Well, your daily payment is going from, for example, it's going to go from, let's say on a daily for 18 months, you're at 879. Okay, so what is it going to go to? It's going to go from 879. So now you'd be at a 131. If my numbers are correct. So you'd be looking at 866. So I don't think these loans come down to cash on hand and using that money effectively, and I don't think you saving $13 a day but having to sacrifice $7,500 up front, it doesn't start like helping you until way into the loan. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And so
most
that's
people
just,
refi by then, or, you know.
Yeah,
anyway.
It's going to take you, because the loan is already so cheap, it's going to take you, if you looked at these numbers, it's going to, they're both great options, but it's going to take you, you know, if you're looking at 13 bucks a day, well, 13 bucks a day, I can just kind of do the math. So let's say, sounds like a pretty crazy exhaust.
Ferrari.
Is that what you drive?
It's one of our shop cars. I wouldn't say it's necessarily mine, the company car.
Gotcha. So let's run these numbers. Do you mind being patient with me, or are you in a rush?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks, yeah. I appreciate that. So let's see. Da-da-da. Thank you. Oh, so if you took this loan to term, which you're not going to, obviously, but just for argument's sake, if you took the loan to term with no origination fee, your cost on it would be $332,500. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at what would happen if you... let's take a look and see if you decided to do, if we can just, like, you know, no origination fee at all, if that's mm-hmm. even in your interest. No, okay. It's not. It's not, because you'd pay back $327,500, but when you add on the fee, you pay back $335,000. It's cheaper to do no origination fee. Don't do it.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
No problem.
It's not worth it. I mean, I hope it's just, I'm looking at the math, and it's a better offer to take no origination fee. So I'm going to shoot you everything for 18, 12, and 15. My thought process is to do an 18-month term based on what you were telling me. However, whatever you would like to do, since you're getting the same program with interest forgiveness on a renewal, let me know. I just feel 18 months is the best deal here.
Okay, and the reason, no problem.
And just to kind of give you a little feedback, here's the reason. It's just math. So let's just say that I gave you an apples-to-apples. I said, hey, the loan over 12 months is a 125, and the loan over 18 months is a 1375. Then it's exactly even. But the difference, you're doing a 125 over 12 months or a 133 over 18 months. It's 50% time, but not 50% more cost.
Gotcha.
So next steps, I would need a copy of your driver's license and voided check to make documents. You would want to let me know if you want to do weekly or daily payments. I'd send you documents tomorrow. Then once the balances okay. are down to 125, we'd fund.
All right, no problem. Yeah, send me that paperwork. I'm going to go over it, and then I'll be in touch.
Just, you know, I'm not sending you the paperwork. I'm just sending you all the terms because I need to know which term you want, and then I can fire you off a contract.
Okay, no problem. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks, Simon. Have a good one, brother.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye-bye.